Blog Talk Radio.
Coming down. Every strategy of the enemy to defeat.
something about Jesus tonight and all that he is. The name that's above every other name is Jesus.
You will, El Shaddai, El Lord. God. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you really took it in on that song. Oh, my God. Oh, he's the Holy One of Israel. Jesus. How I love to call the name of Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love that name of Jesus. See, I know what Jesus has done for me.
You know,
praise God.
I'm telling
Hallelujah.
You, I say it all the time.
Oh, glory to God.
Something does happen in transferring when we lift up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You don't just keep your heaviness. You don't just keep your sorrow and your pain, your worry and your doubt. None of that can stay in God's presence. It just doesn't belong there.
Oh, my God.
It can't go there. There's no room for it there because the Bible says that his glory fills the temple.
Amen, amen.
So that says to me, if he's filled the temple, there's no room for anything else.
Hallelujah to
when
Jesus.
His train can't even get into the temple. That paints a picture that God is bigger than my problem.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he's
he is.
Bigger than my issues.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he's
my God.
Greater than my pain. That's the God you serve. He is able.
He's able.
And I have learned that no matter what I do, that's why I sing about it so much in my songs.
Glory to God.
Praise is the weapon.
My God, my God.
Praise is the key.
Praise.
Brokenness before God opens the door to the heavenly realm.
Amen, amen.
And when you get into the presence of God,
come on now, somebody. Oh, glory. I'm trading tonight my sorrow.
He's taking
my
pain.
He's
giving me joy.
Glory to God.
When I'm weak, he's strong. Instead of weeping, joy comes. It don't get any better than that.
Amen.
I don't know of an alcoholic drink. I don't know of a drug. I don't know of a person, a man, a woman. I don't know of money. I don't know of a house. I don't know of a car. I don't know of a job promotion. I don't know of anything.
Speak it.
That can do that.
Hey, hey.
I just can't find it. There's nobody like him.
It's nobody like my Jesus. It's nobody. Nobody.
And if you haven't tried it, you ought to.
Praise God.
It's that good.
Hallelujah.
Until you try him, you will never realize how good he is.
Oh, my God. Do you all hear that tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet of whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favors are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Praise God. Let's go into prayer. Praise God. Father, tonight. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come with you with thanksgiving. God, we come into your presence to worship you, to give you glory, to honor you, oh, God. You are our God. There is none other like you, oh, God. Yes, God, we come to praise you. Yes, God. Oh, God, let our praises go up into the throne room tonight, God, as you have spoken into our hearts even already tonight, God, through praise. Hallelujah. We come to praise you. We come to worship you. Oh, God, yes, God, we thank you. We come with thanksgiving, God, unto you, Lord, because this is what you told us to do, God. Oh, Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's going through, God. Lord God, you're taking them through for a purpose and a reason. God, you're drawing them close to you. God, you're doing your perfect work, God. God, you're leaving no stones unturned, God. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Oh, thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our Lord, our King. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being our healer. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us more than enough, God. You heals all our pain, oh, God. God, you set us aside and set us apart for your kingdom, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. God, there's no variance in you. God, you are true God. There you are. Oh, God, you are pure God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. I lift up everyone, oh, God, that may listen to this program tonight, God. Oh, Father God, whatever they may be going through, God. Oh, Father God, you, oh, God, let them lay it all, bring it all to you, God, and lay it all on the altar before you, God, and knowing, oh, God, without a shadow of a doubt, God, God, you will take their greatest pain, their greatest sorrow, and you'll give them beauty for ashes and joy for their pain. Yes, you will, God, because, God, that's how much you love us tonight, God. That's how much you cares, God. That's how much, oh, God, you want to, oh, God, be in the midst of our mess, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you forgives us. And, God, we do ask you for forgiveness of everything that we have said or done, anything that's not like you. God, that, oh, God, anything that, oh, God, purifies us and make us holy, holy vessels. And be, you told us to be ye holy as you are holy. And God, you truly, God, you throws our sins away into the sea of forgetfulness and never remember us, God. Oh, God, yes, we are pure and we are holy then, God, before you, blameless before you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you do. You're an awesome God. Yes, you're an awesome God. And, oh, God, oh, God, some mother may be, oh, God, shining, grinding tears tonight. Oh, God, because of loss of a son or a daughter, God. Oh, God, son may be on drugs, alcohol, God. Oh, God, whatever the problem may be, God. Her heart may be panting, oh, God. But, God, you're going to give her the peace that passes all understanding. That father, oh, God, that may not know where that daughter is, God. Oh, God, but I know, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, God, you're going to comfort him too, oh God. Oh God, we denounce, oh God, the spirit, oh God, that's going through our children with all kind of sins, oh God. Oh Father God, that they'll live holy, whether they're into drugs, alcohol, sexual sins, God, they'll learn to live holy before you, God, that a change will take place in their lives, oh, God, and they'll look up, God, and call upon you, oh, God. God, we are bringing our children, all those behind prison walls, oh, God. God, we praying, oh, God. Lord, God, Lord, they don't be taken down by any demonic spirit, God, but, oh, God, be set free from demonic spirits, oh, God. Lord, that they'll live behind you and teach the word behind prison and walls, wherever they may be, whether it's in the quarters, whether it's in the dining area, whether it's in, oh God, wherever they may be, God, I speak healing upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you love all of us, no matter where we are, God, whatever, oh God, going on in our lives, God. God, oh God, you allow things for a purpose and a reason. God, we stand upon it today, God, believing, God, whatever the purpose is, whatever the reason is, God, you're bringing us through, and you're showing us, and you're walking with us and talking with us along the way, God. Oh God, clearing up the path, oh God. Oh, God, the pathway, and walking us into the path of righteousness for your name's sakes. Oh, praise God, for your name's sakes, oh, God. We thank you, God, you have called us unto your own, that we are your own, oh, God. You have claimed us when you knew us, oh, God, way before the beginning of the world. You knew us before we was even conceived in our mother's womb. Oh, praise God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that no weapons formed against your children shall prosper. And everything that rides up against them, it shall utterly fall, because, God, they are in you, Lord. Oh, God, they are pressing, oh, God, to the high calling in you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, praise you. It's Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is. It's Jesus that stands in our behalf. Oh, making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, praise. It's Jesus. Oh, glory that name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We won't give in. We won't bow down. Ah, the devil is a liar tonight. If you're going through something, you tell the devil at night. Tell him that he's a liar. Stand firm on your faith. Don't give up and don't give in. Believe God. Believe God and trust in him with all your heart, your mind,
and your soul say, Lord, every bit of me, God, I lay it before you, open, Lord, before you. Take it, God, here I am, God. Keep me, God. Keep me looking up to you, God, and to the heavens, one whence cometh my help. For all of my help come from you, Lord. Oh, praise your name of Jesus. I lift up every mother to you, every child, every father. I lift up the family to you. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You ordained it, God. And so, God, we bring this before you because we recognize we didn't organize this. You did, God. And, oh, Father, you ordained the family to be a unity, to, oh, God, walk in love. Oh, God, oh, Father, a family. Thank you. And we are a part of the family of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, I love you for this family that you have created. I love you for this vast world, this garden that you have put us in, God, to love one another. Thank you, Lord God. You told us to love the unlovable. Hallelujah. You put a big task up on us, and you wouldn't have put it up on us if we couldn't fulfill it, God. Thank you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I heard God say that. He wouldn't put it up on us if he knew that we couldn't fulfill it. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. God is just awesome. Yes, he is. He's magnificent. He's gracious. He's kind. He's perfect. Yes, he is. Oh, we love you, Lord. Just tell the Lord you love him. We love you, Lord, for who you are. You are God, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Fulfill the purpose in us, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'm just so glad to be here tonight with you and also my co-host, Sister Peggy Barton. And at this time, I'm going to let her come, and then I'll be right back with you to encourage you in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Barton.
Bless the name of the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504-347-5797. You may call that number and you can speak with our pastor. To listen to our radio program and to be a great listener and a partner with us, to give praise reports to God, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Press 1 if you'd like to give us a praise report or request prayer or just say something about what God has done for you. On Friday nights, we have Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio Program at 7 p.m. Again, call that number, area code 714-409-0578. Be a great listener, and you will be blessed. We thank you for listening to our radio program, and just remember, God is always on the throne. As we begin this week to celebrate tomorrow, our nation's birthday, we just want to keep praying for our nation. Don't forget, we have to pray for one another. We have to pray for the leadership of our nation and for what it stands for. Our prayer request tonight is for anybody in your neighborhood or in your hospitals or in your churches or just friends that you know of that has cancer, has blood pressure problems, kidney problems, heart problems, all of those illnesses, just bring them to God and just ask him. But most of all, we're going to pray for children. We're going to pray for families. Unsaved loved ones. Just remember, God is always on the throne, and he will dare, and he will answer every prayer. Might not be right now, but in his time, And his timing is what gives us our blessings. And Proverbs 2 and 3, chapter 3, advice to children. My child, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commandments in mind. Then you will live a long time and your life will be successful. Don't ever forget kindness and truth. Wear them like a necklace. Write them on your heart as if it's on a tablet. Then you will be respected and you will please both God and people. Trust the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. Remember, the Lord is all you do and he will give you your success. Don't depend on your own wisdom. Respect the Lord and refuse to do wrong. Then your body will be healthy and your bones will be strong. Honor the Father with your wealth and the first fruit from all your crops. Then your barns will be full and your wine barrels will overflow with new wine. My child, do not reject the Lord's discipline and don't get angry when he corrects you. The Lord corrects those he loves, just as a parent corrects the child they delight in. Happy is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gets understanding. Wisdom is worth more than silver. It brings more profit than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you could want is equal to it. With her right hand, wisdom offers you a long life. And with the left hand, she gives you riches and honor. Wisdom will make your life pleasant and will bring you peace. As a tree produces fruit, wisdom gives life to those who use it, and everyone who uses it will be happy. Yes, we want wisdom. We want wisdom from our Lord, and we want wisdom for our children. Somebody is needing prayer tonight for wisdom with their children. It's one of the hardest things in the world to realize that God is our answer for all our problems with our kids. I have to pray for my nephews and nieces daily because I know they need encouragement. They need to go on in the Lord. And we just ask God tonight to try and just minister to them in a different way that they can receive him as their personal Savior. Isn't it wonderful that we have a God that we can go to? And aren't you happy that you can say, Lord, hear my prayer. I know you will answer. That's what God's favorite radio program is all about. Just remember, God loves you. Remember to listen on Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock and on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Be a great listener, and you will be blessed. Pastor George.
Thank you, Sister Biden. Thank you so much, darling. Bless her, bless her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to speak to you. Our topic will be Jesus, Lover of My Soul. I want to encourage you tonight to really know that who really loves you. Who really loves you? Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Think about it. If Jesus is the lover of your soul, that's deep. That is deep. Look what John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. Now, some people say God don't love the world, but that's not what the word says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
God paid a price for us. That he loved us so much. He loved us so much. Come on, somebody, now. Listen very well. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth on him shall never perish, but shall have. I'm getting to that soul now. Watch me fall down in there to that soul. But shall have everlasting life. Everlasting life. That means your soul is going to be with God. Soul. Praise God. God loved us so much that he gave something so dear to him. He gave something dear to him. He didn't give you, he could have given you anything else to get, but he gave his best, his only son, to redeem us. Praise God. Shows you how much God loves you. And to let us know just how dear we are to him. Think about how dear you are to God. You are very, very special to God. Once you allow God to step into your heart, step into your situation, step into your mind, your thoughts, when you just totally rest up in the Lord and believe and know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. This is the type of God we serve. You know, some people don't never get into the depths of God. I want to be into the depths of God to know how much God loves me. And really, really, we can never fathom it all. It's beyond our comprehension. We don't understand it. But we can rest in him. Praise God. He even planned us and put every socket in the right place. Man didn't do it. Think about who made you. I'm bringing this lesson before you because I recognize many people are hurting. But I want you to know, no matter how you hurt, who loves you most of all. Think about when you think about how God has formed you. And not only that, he said, I will make man in my own image. See, when you start going through things, you have to think about how you are made. Who made you? And who's going to keep you going through the battle? I can stand here tonight and say to you, no matter how you view me, or how you may perceive me, and you can tell other people that about yourself, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's a statement. That's a statement. I am fearfully, but you just can't see it. You got to know it deep down in your soul. Then you got to know who did it. Who did it? Man didn't do it. Man can't tell me that only God like him can do it. Man may take my life, but God says, I want your soul, your spirit. Man may take the soul out of flesh, but he can't take your spirit. He can't take your soul. That belongs to God. This is God's favorite ministry. I'm trying to tell you how favored you are tonight. How favored you are. How much you are loved tonight. I want to increase your faith tonight. I want you to know who loves you most tonight. That as you go through, you can lean and depend on God and His Word, how He will heal you as you go through, as you stand on these words I'm speaking to you tonight. Jesus, I know that you are the lover of my soul. And I can give it all to you. Praise God. Praise God. God didn't want man to be lonely or just be all men. He didn't make this world to be all men or all women. He gave a family. And then this family began to spread and spread. And we have all kinds of families now. Someone he could love and cherish here on earth. God done it. He done it for man so he can have someone to relate to here on earth, to know how to love. That's why he teaches us how to love and tells us that we have to love everyone because he is the first lover. Come on, somebody. God is our first lover. He's the lover of our soul, and he told us to love them whom we see each day. Praise God. When Jesus went to that cross, beaten, bled, and died with blood streaming down, it was for you. It was for me. It was for you. Think about it. When Jesus, look at the price that he has paid because he loves you. He's the lover of your soul. He bore everything that we face today. He had you and me on his mind. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, still making intercession for us. Somebody better shout. He didn't just do it back then and leave it there and said it was done. No, he's still fighting for us. I'm telling you who the lover of your soul tonight. Someone that is going to be there to pick you up when time seems so low and to bring you through. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me. And he ain't leaving nobody out. Even if we fall short, even if we sin, even if we don't love, he's asking the Father, forgive them, hoping that we're going to get on the bandwagon and get it right. And when we read this whole Bible, it's a love letter, letting us know how great and how powerful his love is to us. It's a love letter. From Genesis to Revelation, it's a love letter, teaching us how to love, because Jesus is love. Come on, somebody. Sometimes when you're feeling lonely or tired, sick, depressed, or oppressed, the Father wants you to draw nigh to him because there is a relationship between the bridegroom and the bride. And he's bidding the bride to come. He's bidding us to come. Come on now, come on up a little bit closer. I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to give you the peace that passes all understanding. He's speaking to us all the time when you're going through because he wants to comfort us. Isn't that awesome? That's an awesome thing. But we don't rely upon God enough to know that he's steady calling us. Praise God. God knows that you're going to hurt. God knows that you're going to shed a tear. He knows that you're going to have some pain, some trials, some tribulation. Yes, he does. The bridegroom calls it. He calls his bride and say, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you. He wants to give you some rest. Now, come on. Because he loves you so much. I can't even fathom how much God loves me. All I know, as I keep continue to read and study, I found out he loved me a little bit more, and a little bit more is more than I can comprehend. For someone to love me so much, until it makes tears, it makes me shiver when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that, how he loves us. Praise God. And the Father says, come, come, come and take me in his arms and comfort us and gently guide us. And he keeps us. My lover is mine and I am his. That's in Ecclesiastes. Praise God. The Psalms, 2:1 says, he is the rose of Sharon, a lily of the valley. His banner over me is love. See, he got a banner, and his banner is love. God is love in everything that he does. It's love. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the book of Exodus, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, but the people made and worshiped another God. And Moses got angry and broke the tablet of stone because the stiff-neckedness of the people has sinned against God. The people have sinned. You don't think they're still doing that today? Yes. But we have someone interceding for us. Moses returned to the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned, a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if they will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. God loved Moses so much, and you so much, and he took Moses into the tabernacle. The clouded pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And God will do the same thing with you because he knows you love him. Just like he done with Moses. He know Moses was heartbroken because the people were stiff-necked and disobedient and disobeyed God. Don't you know the people still doing the same thing today? They are being stiff-necked. They are disobedient to God. They don't want to read God's word. They don't want to hear God's word. They want to go do their own thing. And many of them going to do that this Independence Day. They're going to lay God aside. God's going to frown. But he still loves them. Isn't that something? He still is making intercession for them. Praise God. In the book of Exodus 33, 11-19, it reads as thus. Praise God. 11, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again unto the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou shalt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight. Moses said, I want you to cry out, Lord, if I have found grace in your sight, Lord, take this thing away from me. Lord, help me to get through this thing. Lord, heal me of this thing. If I have found grace in your sight. Praise God. And show me now the way, that I may know thee. Show me the way, Lord. Many times I ask the Lord to show me the way, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this
nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee. God said, my presence shall go with you. I'm telling you, God's presence is going to go with you. And I will give thee rest. I will give you rest. God said, I will give you rest. Praise God. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up thence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing. God will answer you. I want to tell you right now. God will answer you if you ask him. If you make your request known unto him. And the Lord answered Moses. And the Lord told him. Look what the Lord said to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing, also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. And I know thee by name. God said, I know you by name. I don't care who listening tonight. God know you by name. Praise God. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will, listen to all these wills God said he will do for you, and I will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious to, my God, Lord God, Lord God, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. I'm telling you, God is the love of your soul tonight. God said, I will do all this. God is just like he said it for Moses, praise God. Certainly he going to do it for you, praise God. Hallelujah. Now that's some strong stuff right there at that 19th verse. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I'll make all my goodness. When I read this, I just have to sometimes keep reading it over and over. Because I know God is going to make my pathway straight. He's going to make the rough plain straight. He's going to move some obstacles out of the way. Because I'm trusting in the Lord with all my heart, my soul, my mind. Praise God. Praise God. Just take God's word sometimes. And take it and slowly chew on it. I would advise you to go back and chew on Exodus 33:11-19, especially the 19th verse. Praise God. Why? Because he loves you so much. Why? Because he loves you so much. He is the lover of your soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Over at Deuteronomy, another chapter. Deuteronomy 33:12. It says, and of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety with him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell within his shoulders. God going to cover you all the day long, and you going to dwell. Oh, my God, dwell. Between his shoulders. God, I'm telling you, I'm talking about the keeping power of God right now. God's shoulders are strong and broad. God's shoulders will not let anything harm you or get in his way. God's grace is with you. So I was with Moses, so I will be with you, he said. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to know who loves us so much here on this earth. Hallelujah. More than anything else, praise God, that we can even think of. God is so awesome. God is so awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're going to look at John 3, 1 through 3. Here he was talking to Nicodemus. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. God don't care what time you come to him. All he wants you to do is come. God going to meet you wherever you are. Praise God. And he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles. Come on, somebody hear me tonight now. That thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Praise God. So God is letting us know, hey, just like he let Nicodemus know, how to come to him, how to come to him. And he said, no man can do these miracles but God. No man can do it. You can't expect for nobody else to do it but God. God is the lover of your soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. I want you to know who is the lover of your soul. Trust in the Lord with all your mind, all your might, all your soul. Let the word of God go deep down into your soul. Penetrating you from the depths. Oh, God. Oh, God, throwing yourself at the mercy seat of God. Praise God. Revelation 19, our last scripture, is Revelation 19, 6 through 7. Praise God. And it reads as thus. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigns. When you go before God, you can hear him. Praise God. Oh, God, hallelujah, the lover of your soul, he reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Are you making yourself ready? Are you making yourself ready for that day when the bride shall call? Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a time as we prepare to be with our Father. God is doing his perfect work. The lover of our soul is doing his perfect work. Getting us ready, yes, getting us ready, oh, for that great coronation, when he shall call his bride, when he shall say, well done. Oh, the love of your soul that has been with you, praise God. He has been with you from the time you was conceived in your mother's womb until the time he's getting ready to call you home. What a wonderful time. And then, after then, it's not over. You, your soul, will not rest in a cold grave. Oh, because he loves you so much. He's coming for that soul. That soul. So get that soulless rim ready. Don't worry about this old outer appearance. Don't worry about what's going on in the flesh. Don't worry about it. Let your spirit, yes, let your spirit be eulogized, exercised, lifted up to the Almighty King, the one that loves you most, the lover of your soul. Let your soul, deep down in the soul, only way that God can do his work in your soul is you get into the Word each day. That you pray, that you praise him. We bring you praises first because he said, come into his court with praise.
and thanksgiving unto him. So when we come to you on Sunday night, and I know some people have said that, oh, it's too much praise, but it's never enough praise for God. I love to praise him. I got caught up tonight in the praise because I heard that word say, Jesus, there's none like him. And when there's none like Jesus, I know deep down in my soul that he done reached the soulless realm, praise God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord then become my strength. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I can sing, I can dance, and I can shout before him. And I can free, I'm free. And no matter what nobody do you, what somebody tell you, be free in Jesus. Be free. Be free. Let the Lord make you free and free indeed. Let the lover of your soul make you free from all the cares that surround you, even though they might toss you and bend you, but you stand back up and say, the lover of my soul is keeping me. The lover of my soul loves me. The lover of my soul just told me in the scriptures what he'll be to me. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sakes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God, there's a comforter in the midst of your situation. There is a rod and a staff to comfort you in the midst of your situation, and God will never leave you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you have enjoyed this message tonight. And I pray that you will be lifted up in your spirit throughout this week. And if you have to go back in and listen to it into the archives again, it's all there waiting for you. But I don't want to leave tonight. But God said, God told Moses to bless the people, to never leave them unless he bless them. And God said, when I bless you, he will bless you. And I can only bless you according to his word. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. May you be blessed in your going in, rising, your down sitting. May you be blessed in your finances. Many people are going through serious financial problems. And I pray that the windows of heaven will open unto you and pour out blessings more than you can contain. Only if you let Jesus come in and have complete, complete rule and reign in your life. Praise God. God said, I will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before me. God is speaking to us, the lover of our soul. I will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before me. Well, may you have a good night, a good week, and pray that you will be right back here with us next Sunday night at the same time at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Have a good week now, and bye-bye.